Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Freehan reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe scores. Stanley scores. Horton moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Freehan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freehan scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bob Miller now pitching. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Clark fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Olander reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Carew applying the tag. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Carew reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Carew trying to get to third. Stanley throws the ball into Word who tags Carew for the out. Quilici moves to second. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Frien hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Olander reaches second base with a double. Reese moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball towards left field. Horton fields the ball and throws to short. Trasuski drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Trasuski. Reese tags and scores. Belander tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belander scores. Allison moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Ulander strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Campbell pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Kaline moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Frien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Al Worthington now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Roseborough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup throws the ball into K-line who tags Carew trying to return to first, for the out. Roseborough moves to third. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 2 in the game. Trasuski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Frean hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Al Worthington. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0-for-3 in the game. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon is 0-for-1 in the game. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Hiller now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reese hits a line drive towards third. Wirt catches it and throws to first to double up Tovar. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Patterson now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.